Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodrich. Connection
is made. And welcome to the Council Connections show with Mike Goodrich and my co-host,
Kelly McPherson. How is everyone today?
Hopefully you're enjoying a bit of the sunshine after a few days of rain. I'm the Community Development Officer from the Council for the Upper Yarra, and Kelly, my counterpart, is for the Valley.
That's right. And Greg, you've just mentioned then, weather.
Yeah, it is.
It's winter at the moment, but we're looking forward to some summer on the weekend.
And some great events coming up. So we've got our show today. We've got Peter from the Permaculture Yarra Valley talking about Permaculture Week. Also Chelsea McNabb from ECOS talking about the launch of Permaculture Week with Ecotopia at ECOS. A little break for song, and then we've got Dan from our youth team on talking about the youth programs happening in the Yarra Ranges. Last little break, and then Rose from the libraries talking about events and programs happening in Yarra Junction and Healesville Library. But first, we're all in the studio, we're all crammed up. A few of us are online, but a few of us in the studio, but we've got Peter here. G'day, Peter, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Michael. It's good to be here.
Yes. And now you've got our third year as
Permaculture Week, yep.
Yes, and first time I think we're actually doing this face-to-face. We've been online for the last few years, so it's nice to be face-to-face today.
It is good, yeah.
So, before we start, people might be aware of the word permaculture, but not quite sure what it is. And what's it about? Here's a little bit of your little 10-second tweet of... Okay. What is permaculture?
Okay, I guess permaculture is really a combination of the words permanent and culture or agriculture, and is really a way of looking at living in a permanent society so that we don't have minimum impact on the environment. So a lot of it is really to do with how we grow our own food, organic food, learning from nature, so looking at how does nature survive, for millennia, and how can we actually grow and mimic that and grow our own food along the same lines. So that's where permaculture started probably about 40, 45 years ago, and it's developed into a lot more than that over that time. And it's just a way of life now. It's the way, I say I look at everything, my life through a permaculture lens, looking at waste, trying to reduce my waste, look at growing my own food, looking at, I've just got an electric vehicle, so I'm looking at my emissions. I have solar power on the house and the shed, so it's basically just, caring for the earth.
Yeah, it can be a care for country as well.
That's right, caring for the earth, caring for people, and sharing are the basic ethics behind it.
Yeah. And we've got a week of permaculture to celebrate.
Yes. For the last few years, we've been running Permaculture Week in the Yarra Valley, and it sort of coincides with Ecotopia, which Chelsea will be talking about. Ecotopia kicks off Permaculture Week this year on the 17th of March, and then we've got basically a week and a bit. It's grown to about 10 days of events, so something on. So we've just been busy behind the scenes organising events.
Yeah. And so people... first event kicks off at ECOS. Where's the first date? When does it start and finish?
The Ecotopia is on the 17th of March at 3 p.m, and that's our kick-off event. And then we've got something on every day. Some days a couple of events, right through to Sunday the 26th of March.
Yeah.
So there's about 10 days of events.
I know my co-host Kelly is mad passionate gardening and doing research. So for Kelly, there's some few highlights for you to make people might be able to give you an update around more about those. What are your highlights you're looking forward to?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I must admit, I have been having a little bit of a look at the schedule, and there is so much exciting stuff. A lot of different activities, like you say. Some have already fully booked out, which shows that there's a great interest. I was particularly interested in the edible forest. The walk out at Dixon's Creek. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, certainly. We've been involved with the edible forest people for a number of years now, and they converted about an acre of land into an oasis, basically, of all edible or medicinal plants, and it's basically its own ecosystem. They've got over, I believe, 500 different varieties of edibles, and you get an opportunity to walk through on a guided tour, and they tell you, you know, what's growing there and how it's growing, because there's a lot of, like, microclimates where they've got, you know, taller trees and shrubs covering smaller plants that sort of like a cooler climate. And you wind through the paths, and they just let you, you know, basically explain what it all is. And then at the end, there is an opportunity for morning tea, and you get to taste some of the products from the edible garden, the edible forest, yeah.
Fantastic. So that's a gardening and foodie adventure, and I'm having a look as well on another adventure. If you've got goats, you're probably always on adventures. You've got a workshop of how to keep goats.
Yeah, the final event is on the 26th, and that is in the morning is a keeping goats workshop, and we've got Luke Simeone, who is a, I guess, an animal husbandry consultant, talking about, you know, how to care for goats. And really it's aimed at people who are thinking about goats, but it also, there's quite a lot of information there for people who already have goats. And it's basically, you know, the basics of, you know, where do you get your goats from, looking after the goats, what do they eat, you know, what are their behaviours. We have goats at home, and they are fantastic animals. Yeah. And in the afternoon there will be a tour to a property where they have goats, so people can have an opportunity to actually meet some goats.
Fantastic, Peter. I know I used to have a goat growing up, Joshua, and he was one of the dogs. He really was.
Yeah.
But he was quite tricky to keep where he needed to stay. So that sounds like a fabulous workshop to learn the ins and outs of goats.
Yeah. Just on that, a lot of people say goats are hard to keep in. We've had really very minimal problem with ours. They're quite tame, quite docile, very friendly, and they don't run away.
Fantastic. And like you said, Peter, obviously the committee's been really busy organising these events. And can you tell us, for the listeners that may not be aware of Permaculture Yarra Valley, you've been around for a while. You celebrated a big birthday last year, I hear.
Yes, we had our 30th birthday in September. The group started with like about a dozen people. We've currently got 260 members, so it's really grown over that time. There's people from all walks of life, and there are people sort of not just in the Yarra Valley but sort of in the outer areas, you know, adjoining areas. It's a great group. I've been part of it for 6 years now, and I didn't sit on my hands, so I'm now the president and have been for a couple of years. But anyway, that's okay. I have the time and the commitment to doing that. But they're really a good bunch, and, you know, we go to people's places and have site visits and stuff like that.
Sounds like a great chance to learn from each other.
Yes.
And if people are interested in finding out a little bit more about what you've got on for Permaculture Week, how do they get in touch with you?
It's very simple. Just Google is your friend. Google Permaculture Week in the Yarra Valley, and it's the first result that pops up, and there's our website has a full list of activities. I hate to say that 3 of the 10 or 11 activities have been booked out already, but there are plenty of things to look at and to do in that time. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like get in quick if you're interested.
Yes.
In any of the workshops. They're super popular. And, Peter, a huge shout-out to you and the committee. Thanks so much for popping in today. And I'm going to hand over to Michael. Have you got any last-minute questions for Pete?
Lastly, to remind people, start and finish date for Permaculture Weekend. And Extension Week.
Okay. Friday the 17th of March is Ecotopia, and we'll have a table at Ecotopia, a little stall. So drop in and see us and find out about Permaculture Yarra Valley. And it goes right through till Sunday the 26th of March, when we have the goat keeping workshop.
Yeah, fantastic. So to find out more, just jump on your browser and search Permaculture Week Yarra Valley.
That's
and you'll
correct.
Find the links there on their website where to book and all the rest. But getting quick because they are booking
out. They are booking out, yes.
But as we mentioned, the launch of Permaculture Week is at ECOS. And we have Chelsea McNabb from ECOS today. Hello, Chelsea. Now, Chelsea, welcome to the show. Now, people might have heard of ECOS, but not quite sure, actually, what does ECOS stand for?
Well, that's a funny one, because it was named before I came along, and it was not meant to stand for anything. But we made it into an acronym that means Ecological and Social Sustainability, which is really what it is. It actually is exactly that. And it's a community environment park in Westbourne, opposite the Westbourne Oval, and we have lots of community things going on. We've got community gardens and, you know, a weekly produce market and other ethically minded small businesses here, like a raw vegan Aztec chocolatery and a circus dome and a woman bushwood chainsaw carver and a pottery studio and a bushwood furniture making studio and another community viticulture patch and display models, an organic shop and like a market stall. Yeah, and display models of things that we'd like people to know about sustainability, as well as a native nursery and other lots of things going on.
It's absolutely cultural hub for the environmental, you know, people interested in environmental and permaculture as well. And yeah, again, the launch of Permaculture Week is at ECOS, the Ecotopia Festival. So tell us a bit about Ecotopia itself and how people enjoy it and get involved.
Yeah, I think Ecotopia is in its 12th year this year.
Wow.
I forgot to count it up, but we used to hold it in the middle of Yarra Junction. And people often ask us why we don't do that anymore, because it was great that it was in the middle of town. And that is because we're exhausted, and there was literally probably 10 of us as a team of volunteers that would take the entire festival to the middle of town, set it up, run the festival, pack it down all in 2 days. And anyway, at that time, we didn't have so much to show happening at ECOS, but in the last 10 years, so much is happening that we really do want everyone to come to the ECOS site and sort of celebrate what's going on there and see what we have on offer. So we try to showcase a lot of what we're doing over Ecotopia in a festival environment. So we've got a main stage with Welcome to Country with Ani Kim Wondon. Mm-hmm. She's our advisor and our elder that we are informed by in lots of ways, and we really love having Ani Kim.
It's a powerful and beautiful way to start the festival.
Important. It feels very important to acknowledge what country we're standing on and also to be welcomed. You know, I think that often gets, you know, overlooked sometimes, you know. Acknowledgement is good, but, you know, such a special thing to be actually welcomed. And then we've tried to curate the stage full of a broad cross-section of our community. So we've got some students opening it up. We're from Little Yarra Steiner School and a couple of groups. And then we're really lucky to have the Turo Teskeys coming along, which is Josh and Sam Teskey's parents, if you know. Yeah, and they're absolutely gorgeous. You've got to hear them play. So I feel very lucky to have them coming along. And then we have a grant from Vic Health that has enabled us to do what we're calling the Taste of Culture. So every month on the third week of the month, and this time we put it into Ecotopia, we have a different multicultural food tasting for the kids, including with that culture performance. So they get like an immersive experience of that culture.
Which is beautiful.
It's an African culture, this one. African theme, sorry. So we've got Coffee's drumming circle coming along and a performance from Coffee, which is very exciting. And we've got some African chefs coming to cook some African free food tastings for the kids. And Jada Jean is a young woman who will have a rich career in music, who's just launched her EP. And she's
at ECOS
to
the launch of that ECOS and been doing a tour in WA and now back home.
Totally, and she packed it out. She was amazing. And then we're ending with Mount Cujo, which is like an 8-piece brass, you know, big band. It'll be very dancey and fun at the end of the night. But in between that, we've got the Dreaming Space Circus have a big geodesic dome where they do circus and dance. And in there we've got Eastern Regional Library's Storytime, which is really great, as well as a permaculture kids show by the Dreaming Space Circus and World African Dance happening in there and circus classes. And then Upcycles is our bicycle upcycling hub at ECOS, and we're trying to seriously reduce carbon emissions through that place by pulling bikes off hard rubbish or donations, pulling them apart, reusing the parts, but encouraging bike riding. So we've got some kids bike riding activities that Box Hill Institute have sponsored because they're running courses in there.
Yes.
As well as some kids bike tricks to show off, you know, some...
The show and shine.
Having to do some, yeah, tricks. And clay play from the pottery studio. And Peace Farm usually have a tomato festival to close... Permaculture Week.
Yes.
Instead, they're having their heritage tomato tastings at ECOS.
Incredible.
And the B group are having honey tastings, and there's sound meditations and sound healings and over 50 stalls and lots of information, heaps of healthy food and information in biochar and things like that. So I might have missed some things, but that's part
of
it.
It is absolutely phenomenal, and something there for everyone, for the whole family, young and old, to food, to dancing, to performances, to bike riding, and sounds incredible. Yeah. And so, to remind people again, date and location for the Ecotopia Festival this year?
So it's March 17th and it starts at 3:30, so straight after school you can come, and finishes at 9 p.m. So the idea is that you can come after school and then dance into the night and go home and be in bed by 10.
Yes. Sounds good.
But, it's a really fun, easy festival, and really good sense of community, and just a great place to be.
Absolutely. And if you've never experienced ECOS, this is the time to go there and see everything there is to offer. A beautiful festival. And people want to purchase tickets or find out more, where can they go?
Just on the gate. We thought about pre-purchasing, but that has its complications. So on the gate, it's $15 an adult or $10 concession. Kids are free, so we keep it as affordable as we possibly can, but we do actually need to raise some funds. We're a small not-for-profit environment park, so, you know, supporting us that way is really helpful as well. And then, you know, we need some money to buy from the stallholders, because all the stalls, you know, have the tick of approval of being ethical and sound for the environment, and so we want to support them and support the local economy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Chelsea. Remember, find out more, just search Ecotopia Festival 2023 on your browser, and you'll find information there, or Ecotopia website and the Permaculture Yarra Valley. Just go to your browser, you'll find all the information there. It's a fantastic event, amazing, lots of everyone. So get in quick and enjoy the amazing community we have in Upper Yarra as well, you know, Yarra Valley. We're going to do a song break now, and then off next with Dan from our youth team.
Finally
and welcome back to the Council Connection Show. So excited about Permaculture Week. It's just so much an offer. And the heirloom tomatoes and honey got me there as well. Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just goes to show the wonderful place we all get to call home. Between the Upper Yarra and the Valley, there's just so much, so many opportunities to get your hands dirty and learn how to grow stuff, connect with people that do and eat great food.
It's phenomenal. Yep, absolutely phenomenal. Dan, we've got Dan from our YouTube. Welcome, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm so good. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Really well. Now, tell us, we'll have a little chat about what's happening in the youth space in the Valley. Tell us about a few things coming up in this area.
Yeah, so we've got a few things that I really wanted to discuss. The first one being sort of like what we're doing with a youth advisory group moving forward, which I think is going to be really interesting. And then after that, I'd love to have a little bit of a chat about Fraser and sort of like some events and things like that we've got coming up, and then maybe I might even cover another couple of topics if we've got some time.
So
I guess like just delving into the youth advisory group. So for anyone that's not familiar with what the youth advisory group currently does, is we've got a great group of young people that provide some really valuable insight into some different areas of things that we do within council. And those young people are like, they're absolutely incredible, and they give a really, really strong youth voice in all different areas, which can be enormously valuable.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I guess like since I've sort of been looking after the youth advisory group, we've really looked at taking I guess I really wanted to look at doing some like little passion projects with that group, because that was just sort of do. So you might remember the rally that took place,
which was
organised by the youth advisory group, just those general young people in the community. And I think that was a really good example of a project that the advisory group undertook. There was just like really about a localised issue that the community and the group sort of really wanted to work on. Sort of moving on from that, after sort of chatting with Michael a little bit and talking about how we can, you know, help support Upper Yarra a little bit, we sort of slowly came out with the idea of doing sort of like these little mini area-based YAGs moving forward. And so, yeah, the idea is essentially that we wanted to do these little sort of like stints in areas and sort of like be a little bit more focused on like grassroots and sort of community-based projects around the place. So yeah, like I guess like that's where we came up with this model, and yeah, it's just sort of like really looking at localized issues within the community that the groups can work on. So, you know, there'll be a sort of like a small period of like consultation where they can talk to their local community and find something that's going on, and then yeah, a little bit of time to work on a project in their area, and then yeah, sort of like a bit of an evaluation, and yeah, it should be really, really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I think, you know, young people are so passionate about where they live and their own communities, so having those little local advisory groups formed at around a, you know, certain area and certain few townships that people can actually bring together their friends and work with you guys' team, and then just decide on some actions they want to take place and what it might look like as well. So really think about that, you know, local place-based approaches to what you want to see happen and addressing issues in your own little community and townships.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the idea is that, well, it really came out from, like, we have this, like, you know, when the group is localised, when you take a whole sort of, like, sample of young people from across Yarra Ranges and you bring them all together, you have a group that is as diverse as Yarra Ranges.
Yes. No, 55 and, townships and cities and villages, yes.
Yeah. So while that's, like, you know, amazingly diverse and you've got a really, really good sort of understanding of all the different cultures in Yarra Ranges, you sort of hear that passion that you were talking about coming through in that group in all of these different places. And there's all these like concerns that young people have in their local area that they really want to address. And I think that by sort of taking these groups and focusing on smaller groups within those areas, then we can sort of go, yep, this is a local issue to do with this group. Let's absolutely nail that, rather than sort of taking a whole bunch of different issues and sort of like, yeah, weaving something that's sort of like just meets like some of the needs. It's really about trying to meet more of the needs of the community by going out to them and doing some cool community consultation stuff in that way.
Yeah, exciting times.
Yeah. So I guess moving on from that, I'd really love to chat about Freezer as well. And so we had a little bit of a chat about Freezer last week.
And so people are not aware of what Freezer is. Give me a little bit of a 101 of what Freezer is and how council works with young people through that process.
Yeah, so Freezer itself is actually a funding body for all of these different, events committees of people. And so it's sort of like split across all of Victoria, and there are, I think there's 60-something different Freezer committees over Victoria, which is massive. And the committees, essentially their sole purpose is to focus on music and arts-based events for young people. And so that can be really broad. You know, you've got some committees that do a whole bunch of events with, like, they'll organise like D&D events, or like they'll organise like live music events, or they might be organising like a metal gig, or like there's like all of these like kind of different like really great arts and culture events that come out of this. But the sole idea of it is that it's designed by the young people, and it's really sort of like designed, promoted, organised, and run by young people for young people, and so. Our Freezer committee is called Defrosted Events. And just on the back of talking about that area-based YAG stuff, I'd really also love to sort of move the Freezer committees into like more of a area-based thing as well. And so I'm sort of like really super excited about this model, clearly. It's like definitely showing throughout the work that we're doing in the youth team. But generally speaking, the idea with the area-based Freezer groups is that we would sort of show up and set up a like really short-term committee and come up with an event that they want to do in their local area, smash out the event, and it'll be like the best event ever and everyone will love it. And then we'll sort of like close off that and move on to the next the next area. So that's, I guess, like a really exciting sort of way of delivering Freezer that I don't believe has been done before in the Yarra Ranges, which is really cool.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to activate certain spaces and build on the connections young people have in their own townships and communities. So that committee is really like, getting a group of, young, passionate people who want to put on an event or an activity within their own townships to get together, and the youth team is there to support them through the planning of that and also access some funding so they can do it and help them connect with other people around community who also can support and put on a fantastic event for young people in their own township, which is great to see, things happening in those smaller townships that, when you think most things like big areas happen in Lauderdale or in Healesville, but having those events happening in small townships outside the whole of the areas is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess our current Freezer Defrosted Events crew are working on they call it Little Pick, which is their event that's coming up. So the idea is that we really wanted to sort of put on this like little indie sort of live music based picnic that's at Lilydale Lake, and the whole idea is that it's just like super chill vibes the whole time, really sort of like adding to that picnicking at Lilydale Lake vibes. So we're going to have some live games out, we've got Tribe Youth coming in and they're going to do a sausage sizzle there, and they're going to like take the proceeds for that, which is going to be awesome. Sort of focusing on really family friendly, so we've got Wonderific coming in and just doing free face painting and live music from young people all afternoon, and I reckon it's going to be great. So it's
When is that event for people to come down to and be able to experience what a Freezer event might look like and potentially meet some of the youth team there and the young people to get an idea of how they might like to be involved in their own events in their own townships?
So it's on March the 19th, and it'll go from 4 to 7 p.m. And like I said, we'll have live music all afternoon. It'll be great. It's just at Lilydale Lake. It's going to be sort of like how's the best way I can explain it? It'll be closest to, as you walk in, like where the playground is, or like that sort of like where all the picnic tables and stuff like that is, and where the beach is. So the idea is that we can kind of like, yeah, sort of have this really cool sort of like event that gets everyone involved. I'd really love to give a shout out as well to OVG Productions, which is a production company that's completely made up of young people, and they started setting this up during COVID, and they're like a fully fledged production company now, and they're coming out to support us by setting up our stage and doing all of our sound stuff. And I really think that that's like a really amazing example of what young people have the power to do.
Absolutely. And through COVID too, like, amazing to think that kind of has been birthed through COVID and is now continuing as well and growing.
Yeah, so cool. Really, really, really awesome company, and very lucky to work with them. And yeah, like, again, it's really great to be able to support young people doing really awesome stuff in the community.
Absolutely. And so, Ryan, it's the last time to close off the details for that event, and where can people find out more information online if they want to share it with young people in their lives or friends and family?
Yeah, so you can just check out you can just check out our Youth at Yarra Rangers socials. So just on Instagram, it's just Yarra Rangers Youth, where we sort of share all of our events and things like that, or you can jump on the council website and look for upcoming events. But it is at Lilydale Lake from 4 to 7 p.m. on March the 19th.
Yeah, fantastic. It'd be a chance to pop down with the family, see it. You have some young people left to encourage them to go down and maybe meet the team there and see, have some thought about what they could do in their own little townships and their own villages and around the Yarra Rangers, and work with your team to do some local freezer events. Very exciting to hear, and really looking forward to hearing how that progresses at our next show next month.
Cheers. Thank you so much for having me on.
Cheers. Thanks so much, Dan. Off to a break now. And next we've got Rose promoting the events in the libraries in Yarra Junction and Healesville.
welcome back to the Council Connection Show. Next up, we have the lovely Rose from Eastern Regional Libraries. Welcome, Rose.
Thank you. What a lovely introduction.
And there's never a dull moment at the library, so what have you got in store for us this time?
Well, a lot. As I always say, we do like to call ourselves a destination library in Healesville.
Nice.
It's a place to be. We have a lot coming up in March. Our biggest event at the moment is our Picture This comic book competition. We're in the final straight. So the competition closes on the 31st of March. But people can still get involved and get in there and start their comic book career with their first submission, and we'd love people to join in and take part, and there's lots of great art supply prizes that are available. So that's our biggest one, the Picture This comic book competition.
Sounds like a little bit of fun.
It is, it's great fun. And look, that's for children up to 18 years old can participate in that competition, and it's just been huge. We've had workshops. It's been a lot of great fun. People are welcome to come into the library. We have like a practice table set up for people that might need a little bit, anyone that might want a little bit of encouragement. We have a table set up where you can do a bit of practice and then go home and create amazing comic books and put them into the competition. So that's the really big one that we're really excited about at the moment, especially in the children's space.
Fantastic.
And the youth space. We also have, moving out of the youth space, we have Garden Gossip, which is a fortnightly free event. It's plant and produce and information swap in the library. And then, so that goes for the first hour of the Garden Gossip group every second Monday. And after we've chatted about all the plants and swapped all our plants, then we go down to our community plot in Healesville and we do some hands-on gardening. So,
and that's literally just a hop, skip and a jump from the library, isn't it? Down the back there near Coronation
just
Park?
Down there. Yeah. Just down the road. It's great fun. We have been amazed by what we were able to produce in a very short time. You know, the weather is doing whatever the weather wants to do. But it has meant that we were able to plant late and we got an abundance of cucumbers and tomatoes and basil, just basil going crazy down there, which is really exciting. And we've done some more planting, and that garden group is really a lot of fun. And which leads me actually to the next event that I want to talk about. So the Garden Gossip group do a lot of planting in our community garden plot that we have for Healesville Library. And then we actually take that produce and we use that for our community lunches that we run monthly. We were lucky enough to win a grant to continue with what we're calling our Dine and Shine series. And that's our community lunches that we were doing last year and we're continuing them this year monthly. So, but what we're now doing in conjunction with that is going down with this plot that we have down in the community garden, and we're actually foraging for ingredients that we then use in our community meal. So we've got the Garden Gossip happening on Monday the 20th of March and Monday the 6th of March, and then on the 23rd of March we actually have in the morning we have a forage and harvest event where we will go down and we will harvest what we've grown for the community meal that is actually also on the 23rd of March.
That's absolutely brilliant, Rose. I mean, patch to plate, and yep. I reckon that's about a 50 metre journey. Maybe 100 yep. metres.
Maybe
100 between the patch and the plate. You can't get much fresher than that. Local, exactly. Very, very small food miles there. And that your community Dine and Shine meals, they've really gathered some momentum. I think, did I hear on the grapevine that you had a food security workshop in conjunction to your last community meal?
Yeah, it was incredible. So many people... were just thrilled by it. We had about 30 people for the lunch and the talk, and then an afternoon tea afterwards as well. It was quite a day. The people that came along just said it was just incredible. There was so much information, and it was just, apart from just sitting in and having a meal, knowing that that was grown locally, then getting information about how you can actually work on your own food security, using spaces like the community garden that we have for your own garden, was just incredible that to be able to run this event. And we're really excited to be doing it all again, celebrating the autumn equinox on the 23rd of March.
Fantastic. And that's a brilliant partnership with your friends down at the Hillsville Community Garden as well. And I'm guessing if there's any food scraps, you just take them down and pop them in the community compost bin down the back.
Well, absolutely. Like, the whole idea is to just keep it going. So the last meal that we had, we were actually taking the seeds from the cucumbers we grew, which the seeds had originally come from our seed library, which your library, Eastern Regional Libraries, have a seed library, and we actually used seeds that were originally from the seed library to grow the cucumbers. And then when we used the cucumbers for the last Dine and Shine event, we further took the seeds out and we're drying them out and getting them ready so that we could then use them again and grow more cucumbers. So it's full circle.
It's closed loop. It's absolutely wonderful. And considering, you know, it's gathered momentum really quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. These are big events. It's sort of grab a seat while you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's always exciting things at the library. Sometimes it's inside the library, sometimes it's an adventure close by the library and then returning. So, there's always something to do at the library.
There absolutely is. There's so many events. Look, the best thing to do through March, Hillsville has got just a plethora of events. We've got Celtic storytelling and creative writing also in March. We have Hillsville Famous Guest Houses, a talk on the Hillsville Famous Guest Houses in March. And all you need to do is go to the Your Library website and look at our events page. I know that's not for everybody, so if that doesn't suit you, that's okay too. You can just walk right into the library and have a chat, and we can tell you what events we have on, and you can decide if that's the event for you, and we'll book you in. And we're also available through our phone number, which is 98006497. And that's Hillsville Library, but we also have Yarra Junction Library that is in the Upper Yarra, and they have so many amazing events on. Such a small library that can radiate so many big events. So they've also got their planters group having Australian Natives in Fitzgerald National Park with Peter Rogers. That's coming up on the 6th of March. There'll be a Meet the Author talk with Laura Waters, who wrote Walks and Heights, the ultimate Walks and Heights in Australia, and that's the 27th of March. And then we also have an Elizabeth Gould talk for family history. And Elizabeth Gould was a very talented Australian artist and a woman that who drew and painted a lot of images for her husband's books. So that's going to be for Family History Month. So there's going to be some really great events coming up at Yarra Junction too, but again, all on the Your Library website.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, the team there has been very busy. Lots of opportunities for our local community to get out there and get connected with your library, your local library. So thanks, Rose, for popping along. It's been wonderful to have you.
Well, thank you for giving us some time to let you know what's on at your library.
Always welcome. Thanks, Rose.
See you later.
All right, and next up, I guess we have some event shout-outs. We've got a bit of a theme. It's all food and permaculture and gardening, but also one for the environment, Clean Up Australia Day, coming up on the 4th and 5th of March, so this coming weekend. We've got a ton of events. Upper Yarra Landcare will be meeting at the Yarra Junction Reserve on Saturday the 4th of March at 9:30 a.m. Millgrove Residents Action Group will be doing some tidying up of the Warburton Rail Trail on Sunday the 5th of March, kicking off at 8:30. We've got Hillsville Environment Watch. They'll be doing some tidying up down at Corranderk Creek. The team will be meeting up at Badger Creek Old School for a kickoff at 9:30. All welcome. And the team at No Reason for Rubbish will be focusing on a little patch in the back streets of Hillsville on the corner of River and Green Streets on Sunday the 5th of March. So feel free, if you want to get involved, if you haven't already registered, you can check out who's registered and how to sort of sign up by visiting www.cleanupaustraliaday.org.au, and you just get to search the local area in the search bar there, and you'll be able to register, grab some gloves, grab a bag, and head down and be a bit of a rubbish warrior in your local community. And we've also another, Michael, it's just all happening. I'm a little bit excited. On the food front. Yeah. But the Hillsville Homegrown Food Fair is coming up in April, but right at the start of April. So there's an opportunity to pop down to the garden there at Coronation Park between 9 and 11:30 a.m. on Sunday the 2nd of April. Keep an eye on socials, on their Facebook page or their website for further details. But that's an opportunity to get connected with some gardeners, learn a little bit about their community plots and the compost, and connect with like-minded people down at the community garden as well.
There is so much on Anne Marina's Lives too. This weekend is the Downhill Skate Festival as well. We had them on the guest last month as well, but this weekend as well. So it'll be a fantastic event. Check it in Warburton, 3rd to 5th. Those crazy guys going, 90 kilometres an hour down the hill on a bit of wood and some wheels. Hard drilling, but amazing, spectacular sport to watch as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how they do it. I'd be happy to be sitting behind the hay bales and watching them go down, but they're brave souls, but it's lots of excitement and energy. And I guess a shout out too, International Women's Day is coming up, so not that far away, on Wednesday the 8th of March. So a shout out to the team at Hillsville Living and Learning Centre. They're having a potluck dinner. All communities welcome, but bookings are essential. So reach out to the team. They're having a potluck dinner, 6 p.m. on Wednesday the 8th of March. Shout out to the team there at the Living and Learning Centre. If you're interested in popping along, give them a buzz on 5962 5982 and they'd be happy to have you at their table.
Absolutely. And as always, if you go to Yarra Events Council website and search event, you'll have a whole list of events happening across the Yarra Ranges, from local places like our community house and neighbourhood houses to festivals and to creative communities and performances. So huge amount on offer as well. So get out there and enjoy the beautiful valley. And we'll see you again next month, first Wednesday of the month from 2 to 3 p.m.